No, it's never wise to let things pan out on their own. Wait a moment, if you will.
Stuff it!
I wish you wouldn't lose your temper. If you're claiming to be the supreme being, even if you're not doing a very good job at it, I wish you were a bit more mentally mature. I suppose you could keep the distance in the disguise this way. This one lawyer acquaintance of mine comes across as two completely different people depending on whether he's in court or online. The man even has a full social life. While I don't expect you to reach his level of perfection, you could try a bit harder.
I'm already overworked from managing 7 billion souls!
The Bible says, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Admittedly, my knowledge of the matter is limited, but I'm fairly certain mankind has been faithfully obeying this doctrine. I can just see Malthus turning in his grave. You might say that mankind has multiplied too much. If you're going to work in administration, I wish you'd keep track of the orders you issue. Hopefully, you won't get fired after losing the respect of all your subordinates. At any rate, seeing as you're the administrator, you should take full responsibility for what you've said.
All I ever get are you skeptics without a speck of faith. You're putting me in the red!
Honestly, isn't that a flaw in the business model?
I won't take this from someone who broke his contract. Aren't you guys the ones who wanted a shot at enlightenment in the first place?
You can't expect me to show off or... You can't expect me to know unless you notify me. That's what I really think. It's common sense to send important documents through certified mail, and really, a contract should be handed over in person. It would have been nice if you had left the contract on a permanent medium, too.
You bow before the laws of God, you know.
The scientific advances these days are almost magical. Overdeveloped science is practically magic to begin with. Hooray for natural science! All is right in the world. In our society of abundance, neither a sense of crisis nor devotion will spread without an impending threat. That's why we desperately cling to things. Unless driven to a corner, people won't cling to religion.
So, in other words, it's like, that,